Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
Get ready, my soul. I'm diving in, get ready, my soul. I'm diving in to the deepest kind of love, to the sweetest kind of life. Get ready. Get ready, my soul. Everything I've ever done, and everything I've ever seen, everything I've lost or won, and everything I've ever dreamed, has brought me here to this present moment here, to a new beginning here, and I'm seeing life so clearly now. Get ready, my soul. I'm diving in, get ready, my soul. I'm diving in to the deepest kind of love, to the sweetest kind of life. Get ready. Get ready, my soul, 'cause here I
This spiritual mind treatment affirmative prayer is for each person listening to these words. There is only one. Call it love, wisdom, joy, peace, light, beauty. And this positive, intelligent energy is always moving from good to greater good. It is everywhere present, all powerful, and it is always giving of itself without reservation. Each person is made in the image and likeness of this one, just like a drop of water is one with the ocean. I am claiming that each person here gets good from this service, whether it's from the words, the music, the energy, a quote, a book, or a suggestion of a class or workshop or spiritual circle. This greater good leads each person to be more aware of their relationship with the One. Each person sees more clearly through the lens of God's eyes and feels this oneness to a greater degree than before. I am so thankful that this is true. I let it go, knowing that it is already done. And together we say, and so it is. Hello, my name is Pat Byrne, a prayer practitioner at the center. Here is today's affirmation from our Beyond 2020 book of affirmations. The divine is everywhere present in my life, in my body, mind, and spirit. I am inseparable from this one. God is for me and with me in all things. And so it is.
Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa's Sunday virtual celebration. I'm Tara Steele, the community minister. I invite you to take a breath and settle in. Everyone is welcome. We extend a special welcome to those of you joining us for the first time. You can find out more about what we believe and our activities and programs here at the center by going to our website, www.cslsr.org. I also welcome back those of you that have continued to be present, learning to navigate internet tech. Thank you. Before we move into our service, I invite you to reflect for a moment on the gifts of being in spiritual community. It's a place to connect, a place to grow, a place to deepen your spiritual practice. If the center is one of those places that nourishes you, I invite you to join me in supporting it, contributing as you choose via the Facebook donate button, our website, or by U.S. mail to the center, where staff still work some of the time. Now, please, on this day, before the solstice, as light begins its return, recognize that light within you. Know it always present, and be welcome here.
Hi, Santa Rosa. It's Nadine. So happy to be here with you today, sending you love and light through the power of music.
We're on a wheel, spinning through the cosmos. All the love we feel spins away the fear. Walking up the ladder, emanating power. Blessed Holy Spirit, guide us on our way, for we are courage and we are freedom for all the people. As we lighten up the world, yes, we are masters and we are heroes for all the kingdoms. As we lighten up the world, give me all your burdens, give me all your sadness. You'll be filled with laughter only when you say that you are holy water, you are highly favored. Blessing all the mountains, valleys, hills, and plains, for we are courage and we are freedom for all the people. As we lighten up the world, yes, we are masters and we are heroes for all the kingdoms. As we lighten up the world, as we lighten up, go and show the love's the way. As we lighten up, have faith in every word you say. As we lighten up, give up the stories that we made. As we lighten up, go and light the way. We are on a wheel, spinning through the cosmos. All the love we feel spins away the fear, for we are holy water, we are highly favored. Blessing all the mountains, valleys, hills, and plains, for we are courage and we are freedom for all the people. As we lighten up the world, yes, we are masters and we are heroes for all the kingdoms. As we lighten up the world, yes, we are courage and we are freedom for all the people. As we lighten up the world, yes, we are masters and we are heroes for all the kingdoms. As we lighten up the world.
Good morning, my friends. New information has come to light. Now, when I hear that phrase, new information has come to light, it always catches my attention because I naturally want to know what is going on. And there are similar phrases that have similar effects on me. Something came to light, or a light was shed on the matter, or it was as if a light came on. And all of these phrases mean that something became known that before wasn't. Something that was hidden is now revealed. Something became clear. Something that was already there now became visible. And our topic this week is about that, cultivating the light that makes things clear. Now, let's think of that first phrase, to shed light on the situation, one of the first phrases I use. What does that mean? Well, it means that when there is a light, we can see more clearly. We can understand better. And when we do, we can make better decisions. When we don't have all of the information, well, we can't see clearly and we don't know what's going on, and it's difficult. And when it's like that, when we don't know what's going on and we can't see everything, we human beings have the tendency to fill in the blanks, to make stuff up, because we like clarity. We like a good explanation. We like certainty. And when we don't have it, as I said, we can tend to make things up. Which I guess is why conspiracy theories can sometimes be so attractive, because they can fill in the missing pieces. In our tradition, we have a phrase that goes like this: God is light. And today we're talking about that kind of spiritual light that brings clarity. Now, what exactly is that kind of spiritual light? Well, First, let's talk a little bit about what it isn't. Maybe you've heard this expression, oh, they have a scintillating personality. You know, a bright, luminous, sparkling, attractive personality. We don't mean that kind of light. God is light. God is the light that is holier and higher than personality. Now, perhaps you prefer the word spirit, and we can say spirit is the light that makes the way clear. And here's what is important to know about that light. It shines on everyone alike. So you see, it's not like a personality. It shines on everyone alike, and it's available in equal proportion. So it's not like a personality that switches on and off. No, this light, this holy bright light of spirit, is everywhere all of the time, available in equal proportions. So it's more than common sense. It's higher than human intelligence. It's better than street smarts. It's more informative than the news or even social media. It is, if we want to use big words, it is permanent, unchanged, perfect, present, persistent. You get the idea. And the more you and I are aware of it, well, the easier it is for us to see where we are going in this life. So, how may we become more aware of Spirit's holy light? How may we cultivate it? By turning our attention to it, by tuning into it. And we do that by thinking about it. It really is that simple. By reminding ourselves several times a day, like this, saying to ourselves, there is a bright, luminous, magnificent light at the center of my being. I did not create it. It creates me. I do not turn it on. It shines. I recognize it. And through its brightness, I see the truth and walk upon that path is my, that is mine to walk upon. Something like that. Imagine saying that to yourself several times a day. I have done that practice. And my experience of it, of saying this kind of thing to myself regularly, is that it sorts things out. For example, if there are things that you could be doing better, this practice will bring them to light. If you're wasting your time on activities or thoughts that are going nowhere, this practice will bring them to light. So, try it. Spend some time every day, many times a day, in fact, thinking about the spiritual light that is the source of all. And just see for yourself what happens. Light plays an important role in human ceremony, you know, whether it's a candle on a cake or a candelabra in a Kwanzaa celebration or a fire in the darkness in the middle of the night to celebrate winter solstice or a flame on a menorah commemorating an ancient miracle. Light has always marked occasions of human significance since, well, forever, and still does. Try this for yourself. Light a candle every morning, and for 5 minutes, just be still and sit with the candle. Look at it. And while you do that, say to yourself firmly with conviction, there is a bright, luminous, magnificent light at the center of my being. I did not create it. It creates me. And I didn't turn it on. I recognize it. It shines, and it shines in such brightness that it illuminates that path which is mine to walk on. Or try this. You know, the next Zoom meeting you have, before it starts, light a candle or light it with your friends on the Zoom call and see if it makes a difference. The next time you have a meal, light a candle for a moment, look at it. and let it remind you of the light at the center of the universe and see for yourself if it makes a difference. Or the next time you sit down to be still or to meditate or to do yoga, light a candle and take a moment to look at it and see if it makes a difference. Or the next time you do a spiritual mind treatment, before you begin, light a candle. Now, spiritual mind treatment, that's our terminology for affirmative prayer. Next time you pray, whatever your tradition is, take a moment and light a candle and look at the light and let it remind you of that bright, luminous light at the center of all that is and see if that makes a difference. Or you can even light a candle next time you feel sad or lonely or disconnected or overwhelmed or hopeless. I do, because every time I light a candle, it reminds me of spirit, some ancient memory in me from all the generations of people before me, all of our ancestors and their light. It reminds me of hope, clarity, wisdom. Now, today on the stage behind me, there are lights illuminating the stage, brightening up the stage. They have got colored gels over the lights, you know, a filter to cast a certain color. And from time to time, we change out those colored gels to have different results and different moods and different effects on the stage. What doesn't change is the source. At the source, the light is pure and stable. The results are varied. Now, this is important. Think of the light, the holy, bright, pure light that is at the center of all that is in you, and ask the question, what is the color of the gel I place on that light? Imagine asking yourself, what kind of lens am I through which the pure, bright, consistent light of spirit shines? What is the color of the gel? And maybe you can say, I am a lens through which the pure, bright light of spirit shines as loving kindness, as compassion, as wisdom, as understanding. And that is exactly where diversity and uniqueness comes in, because for each person, the lens, the gel, the color, the purpose can be and is different. Have you ever wondered what is the color, the nature of the gel placed over the spiritual light? What is the spiritual, pure, bright light of spirit shining through when it's expressing through you? Have you ever wondered what is the nature of the light that shines through my eyes, through my actions, and through my words? And what does it glorify? No, another way of saying that is, what does the light as it shines through me make clear, make obvious in this world? And another way of saying that is, what is the impact I have on life around me through what is being channeled through me? Do I know what I stand for in this world? It's like asking yourself, do you know what your purpose is? Do you know what you're spreading around? I met a woman once, and in our conversation, she said to me very directly, my purpose in life is to bring peace to the world, one person at a time. And I thought to myself, wow, that is so clear. That is very clear. She is clear on how that light of the universe is shining through her. You know, after that conversation, I made a habit of asking people I came into contact with, what is your purpose in life? And some people just looked at me because nobody had ever asked them before. And I guess they appreciated the opportunity to think about it like I did. I asked one young man, what is your purpose? Expecting him to look surprised like many other people before had. And instead, he did not hesitate. He said, my purpose is to bring beauty and information to the world. Wow. I wanted to be that clear. I'm getting that clear. I'm becoming clearer and clearer every day. Now I know. Now I know I want to be a lens through which kindness is expressed into the world. Loving kindness. That's what I want to shine in the world. And so I'm trying to be kinder and kinder every day. Don't you know some days are better than others, aren't they? But still that question is important. Even though I'm trying to be kinder, I keep on asking and I invite you to ask yourself, what do you want to shine into this world right now? Or even ask it this way, what have I been shining? What is the color of the gel over that light inside of me? You know, I can imagine us at our first meeting back together physically in person in our sanctuary right here. You know, in our post-pandemic consciousness reality. Imagine it with me. I see us walking around in the social hall, you know, bumping into people we know and don't know, you know, say, oh, hey, David. And David says, hi, Edward. What have you been up to? And then I say, oh, well, you know, I've been shining the light of loving kindness for over a year and it's really working me. Oh, hi, Nancy comes up. Hi, Nancy, what are you up to? Well, the light of understanding, it's been working me and it's getting deeper and deeper in me. And then a new person, hi, I'm Sarah and I'm new here and I've been focusing the light in me because I want it to come out as compassion. And you know, if this kind of creative visualization feels good to you, I invite you to join me in a spiritual practice this afternoon at 1 p.m. in our virtual social hall as we practice in that way together. Now, in truth, you and I do not have to wait for the post-pandemic meetings in order to shine our light in a way that we want to. We can start again every day, in every moment, right where we are, to think about it. Because something beautiful happens when we make ourselves available to the light. And what happens is we come alive with brightness, and that brightness very soon actually shines beyond the color of the lens and the gel and the filter we think we have on, and it glorifies what Jesus called the Father, what we call the power, the ground of all being. So I invite you to ask yourself this week, what is the nature of the light that shines through me? And if you are a person who enjoys ceremony, then get yourself a candle. Because at our virtual community candle lighting service on Christmas Eve, you'll have the opportunity to light a candle in the comfort of your own home while you are enjoying our virtual service. And when you do light that candle, let it be for you a symbol of that pure bright light in you that you did not create, that you did not turn on, but which you are cultivating and bringing to life again through whatever filter you wish to commit yourself to. There is a beautiful prayer meditation written by our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, that relates to this holy light within. And I invite you to receive this meditation with me by breathing in and exhaling, letting your eyes close. Holy, holy, holy. Inner presence, great and mighty. Inner light that shines divinely. Inner life that lives completely. Inner joy that smiles serenely, in a peace that flows so deeply, in a calm, untroubled, happy, in a love that gives so freely, in a truth that never fails me, in a power that holds securely, in her eye that sees so clearly, in her ear that hears spirit always, in a voice that speaks supremely, in a good that binds me to thee. Holy, 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 living spirit within me. I invite you to let the next breath you take be deeper than the one before, followed by a sigh as you open your eyes and return to the activity around you and on this virtual broadcast. May you be happy. I look forward to seeing you this afternoon at 1 o'clock and again on December Christmas Eve, December 24th, Christmas Eve at 7 p.m. for our community candle lighting service. My blessings to you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Alan Yeager, your webmaster and communications officer. This year, from the safety and comfort of our homes, we will enjoy a special Christmas Eve candle lighting service this Thursday, December 24th at 7 p.m. On our website, there's a picture of some Christmas Eve candles, and when you click on that picture, you will find the Zoom link for the service. On Friday, Christmas Day, you can join Community Minister Tara Steele for a Christmas morning circle at 10 a.m. On our website, there's a picture of some tree ornaments. Click on that picture to see the Zoom link for the circle. Last week, Reverend Joyce DeFalla mentioned a video she made of her 20-minute Generating Love meditation. You can find it now on our homepage under the Resources tab. Lunchtime learning continues every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Looking ahead to next month, the featured book will be Mark Nepo's Book of the Soul, 52 Paths to Living What Matters. Also on Wednesdays is Inviting the Sacred, a weekly facilitator-led meditation with Reverend Sciota Bell. This is the third Sunday of the month, so it's time for gathering together in our virtual social hall at 1 p.m. to check in with each other and see old friends and new. On our website, just click on the picture of the Zoom meeting to see the link that will take you there. That's it for now. We certainly have a beautiful week ahead of us, and thanks to each one of you for being part of our amazing spiritual community.
Hello, friends of Science of Mind. My name is Tom Nilsson, a licensed practitioner. I'm here to invite you to a class that I'm going to be facilitating starting on January 12th using our online facilities with Zoom. The class is Mental Equivalence, using the book by Emmett Fox. Mental equivalence is one of the main principles of Science of Mind. You probably heard the term used, but might not realize how important mental equivalents are. Ernest Holmes expressed it in this way: it is done unto you as you believe. So if you're struggling with life in any way, be it finances or relationships or health issues, or the feeling of lack or limitation, it is more than likely it has to do with mental equivalence. In fact, life is only limited by the degree of your mental equivalence. So I ask you, what bar have you set for yourself? what needs to change for life to be moved into greatness. That is what the mental equivalence class is all about. It's about you and me and how we can be a beneficial presence in this life that we're all moving through. Let us be the change that we want to see in the world. We are the people. This is the time to make a paradigm shift in consciousness. So if this sounds like it is resonating with you, let me encourage you to join me in this 5-week core class and let us journey together and explore a higher dimension of life. Give yourself the gift of joy and freedom. See you soon. Bye.
Hello, everybody. It's Chris Brocate, founder of Clean River Alliance and program director for the Russian River Keep a Clean team. We're talking trash is okay. I really want to thank the Center for Spiritual Living of Santa Rosa for all their generous and kind donations this year for supporting trash removal on the Russian River. We do all kinds of trash removal projects throughout our watershed. We organize beach cleanups, town cleanups, cleanups throughout our watershed from Guerneville all the way up to Cloverdale and sometimes up into Ukiah. We do adopt-a-highway programs, keeping trash and stuff like that off our roadways, which is really important. But we've also created a program where we've offered helped the homeless create clean camps. We call that the clean camp program. And it's just like people with houses. They have a regular day or during the week where they get trash service, and we've been able to provide trash service for a good portion of our homeless community on the main stem of the river for the last couple of years, and due in part by the support by groups like yours and people throughout our community. And I'm really proud of that part of our project because it really makes a huge difference out on the main stem and for those who are camping outside. And on any given week, we average anywhere from 9,000 to 13,000 pounds of material that we collect, that they collect, and we just basically come by and pick up, just like people with houses do, put their trash out, and we pick it up. So we do that now from all the way from Guerneville all the way up to Cloverdale twice a week. And we really look forward to getting back to organizing community cleanup events, and it's been very difficult this year, as we all know. And so I really want to thank you guys again for all your support. It really makes a huge difference for us to continue doing this important work on our watershed, keeping our beautiful watershed clean and clear. You can see that there's quite a few different types of waterfowl right there in the background, just as I'm creating this little video, and it's absolutely gorgeous out here. I'm down here about 8 to 10 miles as the crow flies to the mouth of the Russian River near Austin Creek. So we're all connected by this beautiful river and the water, and thank you for helping us protect it. Appreciate your support, and have a great day. Thank you.
I'm choosing today. I'm choosing heaven today. I am walking the road of heaven right now, singing, I'm choosing heaven today. I'm choosing love today. I'm choosing love today. I am walking the road of heaven right now, singing, I'm choosing love today. I'm choosing peace today. I'm choosing peace today. I am walking the road of heaven right now, singing, I'm choosing peace today. Today I am walking the road of heaven right now, singing, I'm choosing heaven today. I am walking the road of heaven right now, singing, I'm choosing heaven today.